Good morning. Greetings, and thank you again, Anthony Fest, for inviting me for my vegan animal liberation commentary on the Morning Mix on KPFA. It's New Year's Day 2014, and how can this be a happy new year when so many others are suffering? Billions and billions of innocent beings are destined for yet another year of misery. Not one of them will have a happy new year, as they are imprisoned, mutilated, beheaded, their flesh winding up on our plates. Well, not my plate, I'm happy to say. Their skin hanging in our clothing closets. Well, not my closet, I'm happy to say. Many more innocent individuals by the millions will wind up the subjects of painful and fatal animal experimentation for consumer products or the wasteful but profitable fraudulent science of vivisection. Others will wind up in slavery, touring arenas around the Bay Area as they do every year, beaten by whips and bullhooks into the performance of unnatural tricks out of fear, all to make the human supremacists in the audience giggle at their misfortune and happy from their oppression. So how can it be a happy new year? Well, we can go vegan. You'll be amazed at how happy you feel when you take responsibility and remove yourself from the oppression. How can we have a happy new year? We can encourage others to go vegan, too. I really believe that the key to happiness is helping others in need. And the animals are most in need, the most oppressed. And happier yet, encouraging others to go vegan helps everyone, animals, people, and the environment. 2014 is a critical year in moving us toward the point of no return with climate change. And more than any other human activity, climate change is caused by production and consumption of so-called meat, dairy, fish, and eggs. Animal agriculture is responsible for at least 51% of all human-caused greenhouse gas emissions. How happy will New Year's of the future be if we don't stop climate change now? The super typhoon of 2013 is a grim reminder that we have to do something. And the UN Climate Conference of 2013 was a grim reminder that politicians, governments, and corporations are going to do nothing. One of the most dramatic climate change moments of 2013 was the emotional speech by Yeb Sanyo, Commissioner of the Philippines Climate Change Commission. Did you join him in his hunger strike? His fast gained world attention. Now, will you join Yeb Sanyo in climate change activism by going vegan? Yes, Yeb Sanyo is a vegan. He talks about it on my program, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, and you can hear my interview with Yeb Sanyo on the December 29th archive at goveganradio.com. Oh, and Go Vegan Radio has named its 2013 Person of the Year. It is Every Vegan. If you are a vegan, congratulations. You're the 2013 Person of the Year. Thanks for your compassion for animals and concern for the environment. Thanks for saving over 300,000 gallons of water growing your food in 2013 compared to animal flesh and secretion eaters. Thanks for helping to save the rainforest, natural resources, and habitat. And thank you for your noble contribution to social justice, nonviolence, and peace. Peace now, go vegan. Peace how, go vegan. On Twitter, at Go Vegan Radio, I'm Bob Linden.